Welcome to the Broncast, a podcast all about the Ford Bronco. I'm your host, John Melton.
I'm Donnie Whiteman.
We are a couple Bronco enthusiasts who own Broncos, work on Broncos, just love talking about the Bronco from Generation 1 all the way through Generation 6. Our sponsor for today's episode is Tom's Off-Road. Tom's Off-Road has every part that you need to fully restore your Bronco. Now, one of the things, we're at the Super Celebration, and one of the things I like to do at the Bronco Super Celebration is what I call the Bronco Applause, where, you know, we have the Broncos behind us give us a round of applause. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for some amazing Broncos. Oh, that is amazing. Such a good sound. Such a good smell. I mean,
That's not EB, that's EB.
Yes, that's right. Not EB, but EB. Well, our first guest today is a man who has this beautiful Bronco behind me, Mr. Mike Harbor. And Mike, come over here. Take Donnie's mic for a second. And tell us about this beautiful Bronco that is behind us.
This is a 74 Bronco. It's got the 5.0 high output engine, the standard C4 transmission, D20.
Yeah. I was looking at Mike's Bronco and I was crawling under it, you know, just checking it out. And I asked him, I was like, what transmission is this? Because it's so clean. Like, I feel like you could eat, you know, a meal off of it. Like, it was so clean, I didn't recognize it as a C4 transmission. I was like, this thing is beautiful. So what did you do to this truck? How did it start out, and what have you done?
Well, it started out as a rolling frame.
Yeah.
That when I bought it, a real nice guy out of Indiana that had carried it that far, and he had some health issues and couldn't finish. And I saw it one day. And so I got to thinking about it, called him up. And so I talked to him about it and then come back and talk to my wife, of course.
Yep. Got to check in with boss.
She says, if you don't do it now, you're going to always wish you had. I couldn't dial his number back fast enough.
That's awesome. Well, you've done an amazing job. What color did you paint it?
This is a Brittany blue. I can't remember, it was 67, 68, when the one year they had it a little bit darker blue.
I think you should just call it Harbor Blue, you know? It goes with the last name. So if you take a look at this truck, it looks fantastic. And also what you did, and I love it, he put these pinstripes down the side, both sides of the truck, and it really just, it's a nice just kind of break, you know, because usually we have the sport chrome or you know, argent along there. And like, I think that's a really nice pinstripe that you did. You said you had to do that a couple times to get it just right.
About five times.
Yeah. So pulling it on and off and changing the colors and changing the location and all that good stuff. What would you say, what's been the favorite part of this build for you? Like, what's the thing that you look back and you're like, this, like, I am so glad we did this. I'm so glad this is on the truck.
I guess the dash was the most fun thing that maybe some people don't like, but I had fun designing the dash the way I wanted it.
Yeah.
Came with two holes and now it's got a lot of holes.
Yeah. That's awesome. And you have the AC kit on there. So you put your dash,
the vents are in the dash.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. I've been working on my restoration. I've been doing the same thing. Donnie's been helping me with my dash because I keep blowing holes through the sheet metal as I'm welding it all together. But that's awesome.
That's the part you're looking at when you're driving down the road.
Yeah, exactly. Well, why the Bronco? I mean, what drew you to the Bronco?
Well, I had one back in the early 80s, and I've always said I'd love to have another one and love to have it so that it's like new.
Yeah.
So it's been over a 30-year dream, and that kind of fits where it's, we kind of named it Dream.
Nice, nice. Yes, he has on his shirt, 74 Dream, the Harbor's 1974 Bronco, reborn in 2022.
Yep. And it's on the tag also.
Yeah. Well, this thing is beautiful. If you're here, come smoke it over and just look at all the detail that you've put into this. It's a beautiful truck. Anything else? I mean, what? Oh, wait. Did you have the story about delivery from Tom's?
Reckon Tom's told me to tell that.
Oh, they do. Yes. Okay. He told me this story yesterday, and I was like, oh my gosh, we have to talk about this. So tell this story.
I got a big shout out to Tom's. I bought probably 95% of my parts from them all at once. a long, long, long list. And so we had them delivered here, supposedly. And just like a lot of you have done, have ordered parts and had them delivered here. Well, I told him, well, you're coming through Nashville. You can lighten your load if you'd like. And he said, I don't think we can do that, but we'll keep it in mind. Well, they called me back in about an hour. Said, where do you live? And I told him, I live in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. I'm not far off the interstate. And so he said, I'll call you back in a minute. Called him back and said, we will stop by. Well, on Tuesday before this show started 2 years ago, here comes three big trucks driving up. They took all my parts, put them in my shop. I was elated.
That is amazing.
Shout out to Tom's.
Yeah, shout out to Tom's. They said they wouldn't do that anymore. So that's not a current request, but
they had a big load.
Yes, yes, and you know, yeah, I think if you get a big enough load, they might do that on the way to Supercell if you're close. But yeah, that was an amazing story. I thought that is, you know, just hilarious that they would just kind of stop along the way and drop off all your parts and all that. But yeah, it's a beautiful truck. Great job. Thank you so much for being here. Everyone, give a round of applause for Mr. Blue Harbor. The Dream. I love that that's the name, The Dream. All right, Donnie.
Yeah, what's next?
We're going to do a little trivia.
All right, me versus you.
Yes.
All right, this will be good.
Versus the world.
Versus everybody should participate in this. So if you know the answer, don't yell it out, because there's a good chance that John and I might not know the answer.
Yeah, and one of my kids, bring me a bunch of Broncast stickers, like the clear stickers. If you know the answer and you can come up on the mic, what's up, man? If you can come up on the mic and give me the correct answer, I'll give you a sticker. And if you get more than two of them that you can come up and say, then I'll give you a shirt, a Broncast shirt. For some reason, my daughter's putting them in her mouth. You give her a round of applause. This is Carabelle. She's 12. 12 and a half. Don't forget that half. When are you old enough that the half goes away? I'm 42 and a half. It doesn't have the same ring to it.
I'm 5'6" and a half.
That counts. Yeah. You still need that.
Yeah, that half inch counts.
That half inch counts.
I'm a little taller with my boots on.
All right, how about this? Okay. So we have up here Matt, who is our, what do we call you? Our club boss, the Tennessee Bronco club boss. So if you were here on Wednesday, we had, Matt had a little trivia game going on at the Tennessee club tent. And it was one of those, you had to come and answer trivia. And, then, you know, if you got it right, you got to move on. And the person who is the furthest got to win, and you guys can come and join the podcast. It's okay. We're equal opportunity employers. But yeah, so Matt is going to ask us some questions. He's going to give us some trivia. Now here's what we're going to do. Matt's going to ask us the question. If you think you know the answer, Donnie and I are going to write our answers down. If you think you know, come up here. And the first person who comes up here will give an answer, And if they're right, we'll give them a sticker. If you're wrong, we will shame you and publicly flog you. And it will be very embarrassing for you. No, I'm just kidding. We'll laugh right along with you. So
Matt gave us these dry erase boards because he knows that John and I cheat.
Yes, we are going to cheat.
That we have a competition.
Yeah. So I will look at his answer.
The only way to keep it fair.
Donnie, should we make this interesting between us?
You want to bet?
What should we bet? $1. All right. Well, I mean,
it's usually a shirt and mine don't fit him.
Well, you should bet something. I don't know.
I'm not shaving my head.
No, me neither. How about the, we will bet, man, you guys are silent.
Anybody have a suggestion on what we should
bet? Is there a pink Bronco Battalion shirt?
Size small?
The size doesn't matter. Just the pink one that whoever loses has to wear it for the rest of the day.
Deal.
All right.
I'm in.
Okay.
A tank top.
A Bronco Girl shirt.
There we go. All right.
Loser has to wear the Bronco Girl shirt. All right. Thank you, Bronco Battalion. We'll, if you haven't heard, you need to go over to Bronco Battalion. Okay. Ready, Matt?
Yep. All right. So you guys keep score. Tally it up on top. And we're going to be watching so you don't add extra tally. All right, so disclaimer, I made all these questions myself, and I'm not actually a Bronco expert, but I tried my best to research these and make sure they're correct.
He pretends to be one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got a couple technical Bronco questions and then a few Bronco community questions, so like racer history, builder history, that sort of thing. So we're going to start out with one that's a kind of a Tennessee related question here.
All right.
What did country music legend Conway Twitty name his 1971 Ford Bronco? A, the Twitler. B, I twit you not. C, the Twitty Bird. Or D, Big Twitty.
Oh, all right. Does anyone want to come up and guess? Think they know the answer?
Here's one right here.
All right, come on up. Come up here. Chance to... Oh, you just got blocked. Like, you got Bronco blocked. See, like, full up.
Don't
stop.
Run over.
All right. Don't slip here. All right, here we go. What do you think? Twitty Bird, she says.
That is correct. Twitty Bird.
Ah! I put the Twitler. Wasn't that one of them? Thank you. Good job.
Y'all are both incorrect.
We are both wrong. All right. 0-0. Okay.
All right. This is a timely question. What year was O.J. Simpson's white Bronco used in this famous police chase? A, 93. B, 1990. C, 1994. Or D, 1991.
Like, what year was the Bronco, or what year was the chase?
What year was the chase?
Wow, man.
All right, who knows the answer? You got it? All right, come on. Right here, come on right up here. Come on up here.
Just holler at the microphone.
Yep. 1994, the man says.
I have 1993.
Oh.
It's 94. It's 94.
Is it 94?
It's 94.
I have 94 as well.
It's 4-1, so it's 94.
Hey!
That question's going in the trash.
Yeah.
It was June of 94.
Yep. June of 94.
Thank you.
All right. Donnie and I both have one. 1-1.
Okay. Let's get a correct question this time.
All right. Correct question this time.
All right. What year was the Dana 44 introduced into the Ford Bronco? 1968, 1971, 1974, or 1976?
All right. What year was the Dana 44 introduced into the Bronco? Was the question. Who thinks they know the answer?
Somebody out here probably knows the answer. Here's a guy right here.
All right. Come on, John. Come on up here. Up here. No, don't yell it out. Come on. No, you got to come up here. You got to show us your beautiful face on camera. It is those legs. She's got the legs. All right. John Morgan right here.
Hello, guys. So the real answer is neither of those choices. The real answer is 71.5 because 71 came with a Dana 30 at the beginning of the year. Mid-year, they changed to a Dana 44.
There you go. Give it up for John. Right, here you go. Sticker.
Oh, thank you.
Yep, you get a sticker to put on your 1980.
That's called a running change, so I think.
Well, no, 70, I think it's still 71. I mean, it's like my daughter is 12 and a half, right? Full circle. Okay. There we go. I like it, though. No, that's it. That's a correct. Right,
what do you got?
1971, 1971. All right.
Got it.
Two to two.
Thankfully, I had that answer, too. All right. So we're going to go back to a more of a community question.
All right.
This conservative personality, hunting advocate, and Detroit rock legend owns multiple Broncos, notably a zebra stripe paint schemes. A, Bruce Springsteen. B, Funky Donnie Fritz. C, Kid Rock. Or D, Ted Nugent.
All right, who thinks they know? All right, ma'am. I like your cat shirt. Let's go. Rocking it. Oh, check that out. Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
What do you think?
Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent.
No doubt.
No doubt. Well, that wasn't Ted Nugent, but no doubt. Good job.
Thank you.
Ted Nugent. All right. 3-3.
We're tied. We're doing really
well. Neck and neck. Okay.
All right. Another technical question here.
Okay.
What year was the Ranger package introduced into the Bronco lineup? A, late 72 or 72 and a half and 73. B, 1974. C, 1971. Or D, it was only 76 and 77 option.
All right. Who thinks they know this? What year was the Ranger package introduced into the Bronco lineup? You think you know? All right, come here. You gotta be on camera here.
Wait, 75 is not a choice. Keep walking.
Show his face for shame.
Yeah. Anybody? No one?
There we go. We got one guy with an answer. So
76.
It was late 72,
73. Oh. We were all wrong.
We got all the wrong answers.
Man, we are neck and neck here.
Okay.
All right. A little Bronco trivia going on right now. If you think you know the answer, you could win.
All right. Here's an easy one for you guys. What automatic transmission came in the early Bronco? A, a C6, B, a C4, C, the AOD, or D, none of the above?
All right. Oh, we got someone out. Yeah, just come on up.
No doubt about it. I own one of the biggest transmission shops in the United States.
C4.
Nice. C4.
Part number C4, AE.
C4.
AE.
Wait, what was the question again?
Thank you.
Original automatic transmission.
The question was, what automatic transmission came in the early Bronco?
You can't erase your answer.
After he said the right one.
after the right one.
Okay, I thought he said first transmission, and I go, it wasn't an automatic. It was a manual.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, well.
I don't get that.
Yeah, I had C4.
I don't get it.
All right. I'm pulling ahead. That Bronco girl shirt's going to look good on you. Playing for a Bronco girl shirt from Bronco Battalion USA right here. All right, Matt, what else we got?
All right, here comes a community question about a builder. Which shop built comedian and podcaster Joe Rogan's Bronco? A, Max Slider. B, Gateway Bronco, C, Wild Horses 4x4, or D, Icon Bronco?
Anyone know the answer? Anyone? 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 You want to come up and try to give an answer? Anyone?
Is Wild
Horses a building icon? No. All right. No one's brave enough to actually jump in here.
I don't know, so I just hope I guessed right.
All right, what you got?
Ready? I have Gateway.
Oh, you're going to guess? All right. All right. What you got?
I'm guessing Icon.
Guess an Icon. Matt?
It's Icon.
Icon.
All right.
Nice.
I guessed Icon.
All right, you're up.
Good.
Yeah.
Right. Here's another community question.
All right.
What movie showed a sneak peek at the awful-looking 2004 Bronco concept vehicle? A, Jumanji. B, Training Day 2. C, Rampage. Or D, Fast and Furious 8.
Oh, look at, hold on. I got to write my answer. I got to write my answer.
Can't see yet. Wait.
All right.
Rampage.
Hey!
Oh, we tied another one.
Nice. All right, 6-4.
Wait, who was in the movie? Do you remember who the lead actor was?
Wasn't it The Rock?
Yeah.
That was good. I actually have never seen the movie.
Yeah, the Bronco looked like a rock, too.
Yeah, it did. Don't bother. Don't bother watching that one. That's amazing.
All right, both of you guys should get this question. Another technical.
All right.
What top came on the U-13 badge Broncos? A no top, a half cab, a full top, or a bikini top?
What were the choices the first?
No top, half cab, full top, bikini top.
Can I get away with that walk around? Oh, okay. All right, cool. Thank you. Hit up. Oh, I hit that.
Yes, can I connect?
Yeah, she wants to guess.
All right. All right, here we go.
Was it a half top?
Was it a half top, half cab?
The U-13 was the Roadster, no top.
Oh, here, you get a sticker anyways.
Oh, John, what did you have?
Well, I got no top, but I went for bonus points and put the 13 was the Roadster, 14 half cab, 15 wagon.
Oh, see, and I put full vinyl top.
Donnie, the trivia. Trivia is not your strong suit.
That's a half point.
For vinyl. One more. We got one more question here. Yeah. All right. Last question's worth 2 points.
All right.
Let's see if Donnie.
Either of you are going to get it, so it doesn't matter. Maybe you.
Oh, nice.
Maybe you.
I like this.
It's
super hard. And Bronco Battalion USA just gave me this hat and said they wanted to offer a giveaway. So if anyone knows this question and can get it right, then you can have the chance to win the Legend Lives On hat, snapback hat. All right, Matt, what you got?
All right. This is a Bronco history question. This Bronco racing legend won 24 times at the Baja 1000 in his prestigious racing career. A, Rod Hall. B, Tim Duncan. C, Parnelli Jones. Come on up here. Those are your three choices.
Yeah. Get real close. It's hard in there.
Mr. Parnelli Jones.
That's a real good guess. It's Rod Hall.
Woo! Dang it. Parnelli Jones won a bunch of Indy 500s.
Yeah.
Also, but
yeah.
He had big ole off the road.
Yep. But Rod Hall. Rod Hall.
Rod Hall was racing Jeeps before he was racing, so he had more wins.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he was a Baja racer.
Interesting about Rod Hall, he did, well, you're really tall. He did 50 Bajas in a row until he was 82 years old. Didn't miss a single one.
Wow. Well, unfortunately, I'm going to have to change my shirt.
Wait, we got to do one more question and give away the hat. One more. Okay. Got to get the hat. All right, this is for you guys.
All right, here's one that is new Bronco related.
So oh.
Maybe some of you new folks might get this one.
Oh, man.
It's a true or false, so it should be even easier. All right. True or false, the Gen 6 Bronco has already outsold the first 11 years of the early Bronco production by the first quarter of 2023.
Oh. What's the question? Are you going to try?
True or false?
Oh. Anybody else? Anyone else? You got to come up here.
True.
What do you got? Oh, I forgot to write an answer. False.
It's true.
Oh. There you go.
Appreciate it.
Nice.
But the Bronco Sport outsold the full-size Bronco.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 3-1. Yeah, thank you. Everyone, give it up for Matt Mooney, the Tennessee Bronco Club boss. Hey, if you aren't involved in a club, not the Tennessee Club, but whatever club your state is in or your area is in, make sure to get involved. Ours is super easy. We have a Facebook page, Tennessee Broncos Facebook page, and you can join there. But let's talk about some more Broncos.
Yeah, yeah. We got, so next we have a, we're doing Peter and his full-size Broncos. So Peter, here he is. All right.
Thanks. There we go.
So John and I want to be inclusive and, you know, we love all Broncos equally. Well, most of them. So what we're going to do is we wanted to go around the show and look at the full size Broncos, the Gen 6 Broncos. And this year there were at least twice, if not three times, the number of full size Broncos at the show, which made me really happy because I have a 79. And Peter here brought his truck. So what year is your truck, Peter?
Mine is 78.
A 78?
78 Bronco.
Okay. And is it your first Bronco?
That's my first Bronco, yes. It's my first Bronco. I bought it 5 years ago from North Carolina in pretty good shape, but not really complete. So that's how my journey started.
So what made you like the 79 Bronco so much?
Well, being originally from Europe, I started with the Nissan Patrol. That's the SUV I used to really fall in love. And as soon as I arrived to the States in 22 years ago, and I saw the second-gen Bronco, I was like, wow, that's the same box like Nissan Patrol, you know? So I immediately started to like it, and that's how I started.
Big and boxy.
So big and boxy, yeah. The shape is exactly the same.
So what color is that blue?
It's indigo blue.
Indigo
blue, which is Chevy color, by the way.
Oh, we won't talk about that.
No, we don't. No. So, but it looks cool. Looks 40.
So what lift kit and size tires do you have on that?
I have a 4-inch BDS kit. And that's Steve Metco. Sorry. A 4-inch BDS kit.
And what size tires?
35s.
Well, what's really special about this, you have this little badge on the bottom of the fender. Tell us what that is. What's a engine size in this truck?
Oh, yeah. That's a little badge. It's a 7.3 Godzilla engine swap.
That's awesome. If you didn't see it, he had it over here with the full-size trucks, and he has a toy Godzilla spitting fire out that he puts on top of his engine. So is the interior blue also?
No, interior is black. Originally, it was blue, but it was in bad shape, so I decided, you know, to swap it to the black. So everything is black now in interior. New, but black.
Is that your first Bronco?
Yes, it is my first Bronco, yes.
Okay, are you going to build any more?
I will. I for sure I will. Next one will be Blue Nose, probably.
So when we were filming your truck yesterday, and when you started it up and pulled away, it's like, well, that doesn't sound like a normal Godzilla. Did you do something to the engine?
It has a stage one camshaft from Godzilla Garage from Canada.
Okay.
So it's a little noisy.
A little noisy?
Yeah,
but then it was even louder. So how does it get louder?
We installed the cutouts on both sides. So that's just switch the button and you got a really noisy.
So you got the automatic valves that open
vacuum, yeah, vacuum operated cutouts, yes.
Okay, that's cool. Well, thanks for coming on the
sure,
show with
absolutely.
Us.
Sure, absolutely. No problem.
Bringing
Thank
your
you.
Bronco out. And when you drive away, use your cutout button.
Okay. Thank you.
A little announcement. Give it up. Give it up for Peter. That thing is beautiful, and you need to check it out. Announcement, if anyone is in that black Bronco down there, they need it moved right there in the middle. If that black Bronco is yours, it needs to be moved. Thank you. All right.
I think one of my favorite things about Peter's truck is that he did all period correct, like, upgrades. The light bar, square
yeah.
lights, and
yeah.
got the turbine rims, and
yep.
the whole truck's just gorgeous.
It looks amazing. And the seats, even, they're aftermarket seats, but they have the, what, you know, fabric in the middle that, yeah. Start it up. Oh, battery's dead. There it goes.
There we go.
Here we go. All right. So next, I wanted to have Oscar come and talk to Oscar real quick. Sounds so good. So this is my good friend Oscar. Oscar, where are you from?
I'm from Iceland.
He is from Iceland. Yeah. How cool is that? I mean,
it is cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And not only is it cool, it's cold. It's cold in Iceland. Now, Oscar, you are here not just out of whim. You are a Bronco guy, right?
Yes, all the way.
And you have a picture of yourself when you're how old?
3 years old.
3 years old, sitting in a Bronco
yep.
in Iceland.
Yep.
And what do you currently have? What Broncos do you currently have?
I have a 96 full size, I have a 86 bullnose, and 74 classic.
Wow. Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got 96, 86, and 74.
Yeah.
And which one? So if you haven't seen these pictures, Iceland, you know, they get tons of snow and. What they do with the off-road vehicles is they put these giant balloon tires on them that can just go through the snow a lot easier than a small tire. Now, you were showing me a picture of one that you had. How big were the tires?
They are 46 inches.
46 inch tires.
With a wheel size of 15 by 19.
Oh my, on a 15 by 19
yes,
wheel.
Yes.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Now, what year was that one?
96.
That's your 96 on yeah. there. Okay. Yeah.
That's a 96 with 1 ton running gear and a 514 crate engine.
Wow.
That's a lot of fun to play.
Yeah. And why do they do the huge tires? Like
we go on the glaciers and to balloon tires to float on the snow. I go all the way down to 1 PSI.
Wow.
And chase snowmobiles.
Yeah, that's awesome. So if you guys are ever going to go to Iceland, you just need to get Oscar's number and give him a call, and he'll show you around. He'll take you around in his Broncos. Were you able to get anything from the show? Like, have you bought anything for your Broncos?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a few parts now, and the last few years, I collect a lot of parts. Especially last year.
Yeah.
Because I'm starting on the 74. I'm going to build it as a roadster.
Yep. Oh, man. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Be a nice 74 roadster in Iceland, you know, driving with the top off. That's what you do in Iceland.
It's going to be cold and cool.
Cold and cool right there. So it'll be nice. Well, Oscar, thank you so much. I just thought he walked up to my tent and he was like, I'm from Iceland. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Please, like, come be on the podcast. So thank you for.
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for being here. All right. Hello. Here we go. Right here. Give it up for Donnie. This beautiful Bronco girl hoodie. Man, it's like cut. It's almost like a halter top.
It's really cute.
It's got the deep V going on. You wear that well.
Thanks. Yeah.
That is amazing. Yeah. Beautiful.
I identify a couple different ways.
Oh, wow. That's great. So, yeah. Good. Hey, real quick, just want to give a shout out. We kind of bombarded Bronco Battalion USA. Just wanted to say thank you to them, and definitely come look at their shirts. Come look at their selection of things.
And behind us is Alan's diecast. We kind of blocked him for a bit. Thank you, Alan. But if you like Bronco diecast, they're a whole bunch over here.
My kids love Alan's tent. Like, that is what my son looks forward to. That is what even my daughter looks forward to. Like, I'm going and checking out what Alan has and all the goods that he's got. And he was representing Nashville Bronco. He had his shirt on yesterday representing. So thank you, Alan. You're the best. All right. So our last interview for today, we've got Stu back here. Stu, you know, come on up.
He's talking about his truck.
He's talking about his truck. Two people, you know, people are coming up to him and asking him what is going on. All right, Stu, first tell me who you have with you.
So this is Chloe, my daughter.
How old are you, Chloe? 11. Now, is it an 11 and a half or just an 11?
Well, I'm 12 and 18 weeks.
Whoa, man, past 11 and a half. That's awesome. Chloe, that's great. All right. So, Stu, what's this Bronco?
So, this is a 1975 Bronco. And I was lucky enough to have my father-in-law took it out of a salvage yard before they were going to crush it.
Wow.
So, and it was our anniversary present back in 2012.
Wow.
So he said, hey, I got a little present for you. And so, I mean, what a better present, right, than having an old Bronco.
Yeah. So what did you do to it?
Well, so in 2012, we looked at it, and I mean, it was a bucket of rust sitting behind the shed. And this was in South Dakota. So Chamberlain, South Dakota, we went and looked at it, and we had to start from the frame. So we took it all the way down to the frame. And then over the course of 3 years, so this is 2012, we actually didn't start the build until 2019-20.
Wow.
It sat for that long, broke my heart, but during COVID, we had the opportunity to go out to South Dakota and live there for a brief period, so said, hey, while we're out here, let's tear it down, but that's the easy part, right? And then we had to build it back up from there, so.
What would you say, I mean, what's, like, now being done with it, what was the thing that you're like, I am so glad I did this, or like, this was my favorite, you know, favorite thing about it?
It probably started it up. So we brought it out. We live in Greenville, South Carolina now. I had it in a shop there. And when I first cranked it up, I had Chloe and my other two girls and my wife there, and we cranked it up, and they started jumping up and down, hollering and squealing. And I mean, that was the best part.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that is, it's like, I've had those moments with my family, with my kids, and it's just like, we did it, you know, like, and everyone is shouting for joy. Now, Broncos, they're in your family, right? Like, this isn't the first Bronco you've had.
So I was in the Navy in the mid-80s out in Fallon, Nevada. Had a 72 then and drove through the desert almost every day and loved it. That Bronco, I told myself, well, I'm going to rebuild this at some point as soon as it gives up, and it never gave up. I would drive it through the lake. I would drive it up every hill, mountain I could find out there, and it just never gave up. Eventually, I did restore it. I wish I still had it today. But this is my first opportunity to come back and rebuild a classic Bronco again.
And why Broncos? You know, like, what is it about the Bronco that,
you know, they're just timeless. I mean, for me, I go back in my memory back when I had that 72, and it was just so much fun. And I wanted to share that with my girls and the Bronco community, getting pulled into this community. Again, last 4 years while we're building this thing, we're coming out here every year, making friends, making contacts, and it's just a great family to be part of.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you, Stu, for being here. Anything else you want to, like, anything you missed that you're like, oh, I wanted to say?
You know, I asked Chloe, I said, if they ask you, what are you going to say about the Bronco? She says, well, it's about the color because it's a 2022 GT500 color. It's a Brittany blue metallic. Now, if you look at the other Brittany blues, it's a little different in the sunlight. This has a little purple tint almost, but and it's a little more silver than the other Brittany blues. But we took us a lot of hours looking at Broncos to pick this this color, and we're happy with it.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. It's beautiful, Chloe. Thank you for being here.
What would be more appropriate? Oh boy.
Same here from the Bronco Battalion.
There you go. From Bronco Battalion USA. Thank you guys. And there you go. Stu, Chloe, thank you guys for being here. This Bronco is beautiful. Show has been great. And yeah, we really appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, dude. All right, Donnie. Let's wrap this up here. Thank you guys so much for listening. It's been a fantastic day, fantastic episode. A little rainy today, but turned out great.
Not bad. So many Broncos, so many different colors.
Yeah.
And I think there's got to be way more Broncos this year than last year.
Yeah, there has to be. I think an early number that I have heard is 1,200, which there were 1,200 last year. And I think we already had 1,200 and the show isn't over yet. So,
yeah.
14 plus is what,
wow,
what
1400,
we got.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing. That would be, oh, that's great. So yeah, great show. If you have never been to a Bronco Super Celebration, there's lots of them. Find one in your area, but this is my favorite, and this is the most fun. This is the one that we come to. So come next year if you haven't been. We got a lot of 6th-gen Broncos, a lot of early Broncos. All kinds.
Full-size Broncos.
Full-size.
I saw some Bronco Sports, yep. Bronco 2s. You've been here for a week, I think.
I have. Yeah, I got in on last Sunday. So, yeah, been here a week. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. Well, thank you, guys, and we will see you. Hey, real quick, if you have not signed up for the Tom's giveaway, they're giving away a full Dana 44 axle, fully built Dana 44 axle. If you have an early Bronco or if you have the new Bronco, they're giving away the full Dana
UDF
axle
for the front. Yeah,
for the front. So sign up for that. If you haven't yet, you have to become an insider and basically just give them your email address and you can sign up for that. And they'll be giving that away at the main tent today at 3 o'clock or around 3 o'clock. If you haven't yet and you would like to support us, you can go over to our tent and get a t-shirt, get a sweatshirt, get a hoodie, get some stickers, get something. And, yeah, thank you guys so much.
And we have free,
magnets.
Broncast magnets over here at the Nashville Early Bronco tent. So get one for your toolbox.
Yep, exactly. Thanks guys. We'll see you next time.